The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
11:01, final hour of the show. Randy Corcoran, good to have you here. Phone lines are full, so I will not give the number. You seem to know it because, man, as soon as somebody drops off, it's filling right back up. And we're going to jump back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I'm doing the show today I really didn't want to do. I've avoided doing week after week after week, where I'm just finally responding to Peter Boyles, who yesterday I was made aware, and I went back and listened to the entire hour, 8 o'clock hour of the podcast. Didn't use my name, but talked about, you know, my colleague, my friend, a guy I saw last week, and we hugged, and I kissed him on the cheek, and he'll be here on Saturday morning, and he's a true believer. And, you know, the same guy who's the only guy in Colorado, maybe the only person in Colorado, who's got his foot knee-deep into the Republican Party, RNC committee man, GOP executive, Colorado GOP executive committee member, and another foot deep into the activist base that supports the Republican Party, chairman of the largest Tea Party group, and all of those kinds of things. And I'm available anytime to answer these questions, to talk about the so-called crazies that are in charge of the party, according to my brother Pete. But the most insulting thing is just simply being dismissed as out of touch, religious zealots, Trump lovers, whatever. In fact, when I decided I was going to do this show, and I had not planned on it until I heard the podcast, and then I just couldn't think of doing anything differently. But I got out one of my best Father's Day presents, which is my brand new Back the Blue Trump 2024 t-shirt, and I wore it in. So, you know, it's in your face as far as I'm concerned, and that goes right along with every bit of conversation we're having. And what I've been trying to get away from doing is, you know, I don't want people getting on and just bashing Peter. I'm because I love Peter, and he's the, if not the most well-read person, he's got the best retention. I mean, there's something special about that brain, the guy's stories, the guy's ability to recall things from 40 years ago that still matter. And it's fascinating. And it's great radio. But he dismisses you, and he dismisses me, and it's insulting. And he doesn't have the, I don't know if it's, he's got the stones, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to just let us get into it on facts, on figures, on what's happening, on how things are proceeding. And so I just decided enough is enough, and that's why we're doing the show the way we're doing it today. Speaking of the big lie, and the big lie, of course, is that Sleepy Joe Basement Biden won 80 million votes, 81 million votes from his basement. That's the real big lie that's out there. We have one of our very own from House District 60. His name's Ron Hanks. And haven't met him before, haven't talked to him before. We checked in this morning to make sure we could get him on at 11 o'clock today. And what's special about him is that he's actually been to Arizona. He's actually been keeping an eye, a close eye, as sort of a representative of the Republican coalition here in Colorado, on what's going on in the forensic audit, what's going on with Cyber Ninjas. He's been down there twice. And just last week, they had a, well, this week, actually, just a few days ago, my good buddy Dave Williams, state representative, put on a sort of seminar that Ron Hanks came and talked about his experiences. And I thought, man, oh, man, why limit it to a couple hundred people? Let's let everybody find out what went on. And State Representative Ron Hanks joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. Nice to be on with you. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And I just love when Dave told me, I asked him how the thing went. I couldn't make it down there, but it was in Colorado Springs. But I asked him how it went. And, you know, you guys had over 200 people show up for that thing.
Yeah, it was a good crowd for a Saturday in July. I was impressed and I was happy to talk. And I was grateful to Representative Williams for the opportunity for a few minutes.
Without a doubt. And, you know, Tuesday before last, we do our regular monthly Tea Party meetings, and we're always standing room only in rooms that will only hold 70 to 100 people. And the interest was so big in our primary, the ruling class conversation, that we went to a bigger venue and we blew the doors on that too. Over 200 people showed up. That is what activates the base in the Republican Party. Without an activated base, the Republicans again will get slaughtered in the upcoming election.
Well, I presume you're right. I would say that there's a sea change going on, Randy. I can feel it. I think the people can feel it. I think we've crossed a threshold of 50% of the population that believes there was something very, very wrong with our 2020 election. And we, frankly, we need to audit all 50 states. I'm with Senator Wendy Rogers from Arizona that I've seen enough. Let's audit all of them.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear the naysayers go ahead and discount Wendy Rogers. Just, you know, some woman state senator. She's a military. Wasn't she? I think she was a pilot, Air Force pilot. I'll have to go back and check. But anyway, she's got a strong military background, a true patriot, and another fighter. The Marjorie Taylor Greene Lincoln Day Dinner in El Paso County sold 400 tickets. It's 2 weeks until that thing is on, and I don't think there are any tickets left. We're trying to figure out a way to get more people in or find a bigger venue last minute because she's a fighter. Lauren Boebert lines them up everywhere she goes because she's ready to fight. And that's what Republicans are looking for, not this middle of the road, nice talk garbage that unfortunately I think is going to be sort of at the head of our messaging as we move forward.
Yeah, I'd like to see more people join me on these ventures down to Arizona. There's a cyber symposium coming up in South Dakota in early August, and I'm looking to go to that as well. I mean, information is dropping everywhere, Randy, and it is steamrolling. And I think we need to be getting on this train here in Colorado.
HD 60, State Representative Ron Hanks. Ron, where is your area? What are your boundaries down there?
As it stands now, it is most of Fremont County, all of Chaffee County and Custer County and Park counties.
That's a big swath of land there, brother.
It is, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's I'm blessed. I'm honored to be here. Whatever the mainstream media or Marxist state media may say about me being a seditionist or a racist, not true. These are good people down here. They wouldn't have elected a seditionist or a racist.
I love that Marxist. What did you call it, the Marxist mainstream media?
Your Marxist state media. I mean, I've listened to you. I've been to some of your Tea Party meetings, by the way, and listen to Mark Levin, and I think we have to call it what it is. Being polite about it or being discreet, I think we're out of that time window. These are Marxists we're fighting, and, you know, this Biden regime is risky to me. I don't have any confidence that we don't have foreign agents way deep into this administration.
Yeah, at the very least, even if it's not foreign interference, it's tactics. This is tactical. This isn't a disagreement about ideology or anything else. It's tactical. It's an effort to put away the freedom principles that have fueled America's success, prosperity, and security for, you know, two centuries and take us an entirely different direction. They're laid out in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. They're right there for everybody to see. The founder of BLM, you know, came out and admitted that she and her co-founder were committed, trained Marxists. It's video. It's not us making it up. So you are so very right about that. And I want to tell you before we get into Arizona that we had Sue Moore, who runs the Republican Liberty Caucus in Colorado and does the Liberty Scorecards, sort of a replacement for Principles of Liberty, which regular listeners to this show remember from years and years ago. And man, right, for a first timer, you did very, very well. You were very close to an A. I think you scored an 86 on Liberty Principles. And we had some Republicans I adore, strong conservatives who did, you know, 64. And so good job, man. You're finding your way through. And it sounds like you're standing on principle.
Well, thank you for that, sir. I think I scored an 83 on Sue Moore's card there, but that's okay. I think I was the seventh highest. We're all in the House, and You know, we have guys like Dave Williams and Pat Neville, Kevin Van Winkle, Kim Ransom, Shane Sandridge. Those are the folks that are keeping me and another freshman, Stephanie Luck, grounded as we watch this tyranny pour in here. And looking at 500, 600 bills, past 500 of them, I mean, it's a torrent of, I would say, inequity and just tearing down the society as we know it and love it. And, you know, if we go into this election issue, I wonder how much Colorado has been the petri dish, the test case for election fraud. Should we prove that there's election fraud, and I think we pretty much have, how much has Colorado been used as the experiment?
Yeah, and people will be glad to know. There's a lot we still can't talk about, but that is being looked into, and all the evidence that you need was Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, out of nowhere. No news story was brewing. No, nothing was popping. No, people weren't breaking into clerk and recorder's offices to steal voting machines or anything. And out of nowhere, she declares an emergency that requires her to make special rules about to confining clerks and recorders to allowing, you know, forensic type audits, especially of machines in their own counties. That just came out of the blue. But, you know, there's nothing going on in Colorado, and our investigations aren't worrying anybody.
The terminology she used in her news release, the big lie and sham audits, ought to irritate every Coloradan, regardless of party. I mean, to just completely discount and frame the concerns of truth-seeking Americans like that is disgusting to me. We pushed back pretty hard on that, as hard as we could. You know, Randy, we may not be first tier in the sense of Arizona's ability to audit itself or Georgia, Pennsylvania coming on, but we need to be ready to be the second tier or the third tier. And that's what I am trying to do along with my conservative cohorts, those six people I mentioned earlier.
Well, and I heard mocking of, I think it was Oklahoma who's doing a forensic audit, and Rachel Maddow on MSLSD was mocking, you know, Trump won 70%. It's not about who won what, where, when, and why, although, of course, the big steal is the triggering event for all of this. It's about an understanding that there are things wrong in these elections, and we're going to get to the bottom of them slowly and surely. And when you see the way they freak out, you can't turn over the passwords, can't turn over the routers, you know, down there in Arizona, army of lawyers to come in and stop a forensic audit, which is, and we're going to talk about that next, because you've been there twice at Maricopa County. Really military level security, record cameras everywhere, people watching people, you know, watching every step of the way, excellent, perfect chain of custody and security. It's all happening. And so you went down there twice. Tell us a little bit about what you shared with the audience in Colorado Springs and what you observed in your two visits to Maricopa County.
Sure. I am a Air Force vet with 32 years. I did a lot of time in intel, physical security, force protection. So I've done threat assessments on buildings and vulnerabilities. I found their security to be very impressive. They had good external security starting in the parking lot. They had Arizona law enforcement out there, had the vehicles fenced in. They interviewed everybody. Often a vehicle would come to the gate to meet us as we parked to make sure who we were. The internal security is impressive, Randy, and I'll give a quick example. I was being shown around on the floor. I had an empty paper coffee cup. I was about to fold it and put it in my pocket and step out. And a guy ran up to me and said, "Hey, I'll take your coffee cup. We don't allow that out on the floor." I mean, I was not testing their security, but they've got eyes on everybody. And I was very impressed that they would take it. It was empty. No pens allowed, no pencils, no cameras. except for their own. And I will tell you what, I'm sure you look, Randy, on the internet. They have all the separate cameras I think there were nine of them online. But each table that they were working at had like a casino camera over the top of it. You know how when you go and play your cards, they know what your cards are.
Yep.
And that was what the ballot counting, tallying tables looked like. I was very impressed. The cages that they kept the ballots in and the boxes, the tally sheets. I don't think we have a gold standard election up here, but that was a gold standard audit as far as I'm concerned. And I went there twice to look at it.
That's just fascinating. And in a little bit of time we have left, you mentioned going to the symposium in South Dakota. Is that Mike Lindell's?
Yes, sir. I've been getting some phone calls from folks asking if I would be willing to go. And yeah, I'll go to it. I don't fully know what to expect. I worked for Cyber Command for a brief period of time quite a few years ago. That's such a rapidly changing field that I will claim no expertise, but I do hope with what I know, I can go there and glean a little bit, plus the expertise that will be there. I'm encouraged and excited to attend that.
Yeah. If I... Here was my order of priority. I was all set to ride to Sturgis, and I don't know, this show might have canceled that, but then the Republican National Committee said, no, you got to be in Nashville. We're doing our next training that same week, so I had to bow out of the Sturgis trip. And then I find out about Lindell's thing, which but for the RNC, and probably Sturgis would have taken priority, but I might have flown out there as well. And here's the thing. So much of this show has unfortunately been about the final hour of Peter's show yesterday, where I was not called out by name, but called out multiple times by relationship, by Saturday morning host. And I just finally said enough is enough. But Mike Lindell has been mocked. He's mocked. You know, he's an idiot. He's crazy. And he says some stuff that has me scratching my head. I don't think Biden's getting marched out of the White House. I don't trust the Supreme Court to do anything. We're in uncharted land when these states start decertifying their elections. Probably the first one will be Arizona. But what I do know about Mike Lindell is he overcame a tremendous addiction and achieved enormous success. And he builds products in America that are loved around the world. He employs Americans. He pays them well. He treats them well. He's a patriot. And he's not just blabbing. He's not just being, you know, some all-star wrestling mouthpiece or something. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He was mocked for grabbing hotel rooms in South Dakota. And the reason he did it was because he didn't want others to block those rooms so people who wanted to attend his seminar couldn't get a place to stay. He created blocks of rooms, and he's inviting everybody. And he went a step further. He's putting $5 million on the table if any of these super hackers, these super cyber experts out there, these fact checkers for Facebook and Twitter and all these other idiots, if any of them can challenge the information he claims he is going to show at that seminar, there's $5 million waiting for them. So to me, that's not somebody who's crazy. You can doubt it. You can disbelieve it. You can talk about it. You can debate it, especially after the evidence comes out. But you sure don't slam someone whose patriotism runs so deep that they're willing to put everything. His business has been taken off of every platform and, you know, commercials. I guess he's back on Fox, but I think he was even off of Fox commercials for a while. I never watched them anymore. But this is a patriot, period.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to talk over you. I won't hold him to a standard of perfection. I mean, but what I have seen and watched, I think he has drawn good people around him. And he's not claiming to be the subject matter expert, but he has drawn in subject matter experts to his orbit. And I'm grateful for his interest, his patriotism, and his ability to move this forward. There are many parties working, and if he has any imperfections, noted, but I'm not going to hold him to a standard that none of us can achieve.
Well, I have timed my return from the Nashville trip to make sure I'm back in the saddle, assuming I still have a show next Saturday, and that will be after the symposium. So maybe we can arrange to get you back on since you're going to be there.
Randy, it would be an honor, and thank you for all you have done over the years. I have gone to your Tea Party meetings, and I know your story, and thank you for being there for so long now.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a member of the Crazies, if that's the title some want to give us, because there's so many fighters, so many patriots out there. We're wrapping up with Ron Hanks. He's the state representative from HD 60. And just last thing, do you know retired Colonel Sean Smith?
I do. We've gotten to know each other rather well. And in fact, he geolocated me out in Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January. I sent him a picture of the front and the back of where I was in the ellipse, and he tapped me on the shoulder. We've become pretty good friends. He's brilliant. He has to slow down to talk to me, and you know, I have a lot of faith in what he says.
Had him on several times now, you know, 25-year Air Force career, responsible for testing oversight and testing of some of the nation's most complex computer-based national security systems, and not one bit political. Came to Colorado for retirement, camping, and hiking, and saw what happened in these elections. His own curiosity had him looking in, and now he is now he's all over it. And he was dismissed in an hour yesterday where I was talked about on my friend Peter Boyle's show as, you know, I'm not going to put all my faith in some colonel who has all the answers. I'm just done being dismissed or ignoring the kind of scorn with which we're dismissed. I'm over it.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a bold statement because the guy, like I said, he's smarter than me, and I would challenge anybody to take him on one-on-one. It's a bad gamble in my view.
Good stuff, Ron. Look forward to meeting you. Maybe I did at a Tea Party meeting. When I see your face, we'll know for sure. But definitely, let's plan to have you on here in a couple weeks after the Lindell Symposium. We'll see if it's a bang or a bust. Sean Smith said this thing about data packs that Mike Lindell explains in his inartful way is a very real thing. And I'm just looking forward to seeing it. Who knows?
Yeah.
God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the time, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks, perhaps.
Great pleasure. Safe travels.
Okay, and to you.
Thank you. Wow, what a great guy. And I know I made the promise we were going to keep guests short so we can get back to these on fuego lines, on fire lines, but there was so much information there, I thought it was all worthwhile to share with you. So let's take our pause right now, and we'll get back to the full lines for the rest of the show. 710 KNUS. Really want to end the show relaxed. Don't know that it's going to go that way or not. But a whole lot of the show has been centered around the last hour of the Peter Boyle show yesterday, which referred to me and so many of you multiple times, and just decided that it's no longer time to stay quiet. And so before we get back to the phones, and before I share probably the biggest lie that that Joe Biden told in his CNN town hall, I've got to tell you about Cenogenics one last time, because I got my wife involved this week, Tuesday, so we're still the same week. But man, oh man, it was just such a great day. Great lunch out there, tremendous information. She literally slept like a baby after a very busy day at Cenogenics with Dr. Julie McCallum and all of the great staff out there. We are fighting, both of us now. We've got babies, grandbabies that we love and we want to be around for. And at Cenogenics, they use advanced testing and diagnostics to help uncover how we can be healthier people. And man, they can do it for you too. The key to health isn't treating symptom after symptom. It's finding out why those symptoms keep popping up. Your quality of life is connected to so many different risk factors. And, you know, I'm no doctor, but at Cenogenics, it seems to me like they cover them all. So if you want to increase your energy, your performance, your overall feeling of well-being, your mental clarity, any and all of those things, grow your resistance to diseases, viruses, everything else, talk to my friends at denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. They can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. You'll love it. Been texting with Julie. She's on a motorcycle ride. Hope they missed the rain, but wonderful, wonderful people over there. The phone number, 720 877-387-3681. It's the weekend, but they'll get back to you. Free consultation with Julie, 720-387-3681. It's denver.cenogenics.com. And then before we jump to the full lines, the absolute biggest lie, it's very short, biggest lie from Joe Biden.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Flat out lie. We got White House staffers. We got Nancy Pelosi staffers, probably the ones who came into contact with the idiot Texas Democrats who flew out to avoid an election integrity vote, took COVID to Washington, D.C., and apparently left it there for everybody. You know, if you're a White House staffer, you're vaxxed. If you're a Nancy Pelosi staffer, you're vaxxed. The statistics are growing and growing of people who get COVID after getting vaccinated. And, you know, typically you don't get as sick. There are still protections there. I have never said that there weren't. But, man, oh, man, it's just crazy. And if you weren't here with Brian Jundep when he joined us to talk about his excellent piece, Are Masks About to Become Permanent? It's at AmericanThinker.com. I hope you go back and grab it. We talked a little bit about the Delta variant, and the Wall Street Journal put this out just a few days ago, and there's no sign of a surge in hospitalization or severe illness. The vaccines remain extremely effective even for the Delta. So far as we march through, these are quotes from the journal, so far as we march through the variable alphabet, none of the predicted doomsday scenarios in virulence or vaccine resistance have come to pass. It appears that the Delta is more contagious, but as in all, not all, but in most evolutions of viruses, as they become more contagious, they become less dangerous. That seems to be happening with this one. And yet the conclusion from Brian Jundep is just so spot on as far as I'm concerned. Why is LA masking everybody again? They're getting us ready for lockdowns. They're getting us ready for control. When flu season kicks in and people start getting sick, you know it's going to start all over again. And I'm sure that some part of that is related to the fact that Donald Trump, man, rallies, 40,000 people showing up for rallies. Statistically and following the polling, more and more people doubting the legitimacy of our elections. If you didn't know, Donald Trump will be in Phoenix. I'm so glad we talked about Maricopa County today. He'll be in Phoenix tonight. He's got an election integrity rally. The left hates it. The media hates it. I think Newsmax is the only station that's covering it. So they learned their lesson on how to control people and how to screw with elections. And it all has to do with fear and lockdowns and everything that, if I were to be a predicting man, is coming right around the corner one more time. All right, Don in Colorado Springs, patiently waiting. Good morning, Don.
Hey, I just wanted to change the angle a little bit. In the same show, but in the 5 a.m. hour, here's something I disagree with Peter Boyles on, and that is everybody being forced to vax. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I do, you know what, I want people to get all the facts before they take it down, but I want to find out the risks and rewards regarding my vaccination and making sure that I don't get maimed or killed from these vaccinations. And there is a minority out there that is happening to them. So I am opposing Peter and his producer, Billy, on that angle.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Don. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Don's line is open, 303-696-1971. The point of what this show has turned into isn't to go back on things that are said on Peter's show. The point is that in the last hour of the show, brought to my attention, I listened to the entire podcast, and I was referred to, and many of you were referred to as, you know, religious zealots, the crazies, the true believers. It was respectful, it was loving, and it was condescending, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not about that. I don't care. I'm not taking it personally. Who knows, you know, what happens when I leave here today. But the point of it is that I'm not stupid. I actually managed to get through law school all by myself and open my very own practice. And I've been in court many, 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 many times. I understand evidence and I understand how to present cases. I understand how to let things play out. I understand what it means when 60 courts around the country don't even want to hear it. They say there's nothing there. Those are just wrong. And to leave it unaddressed since I was personally called out Just not doing it anymore, period. Man, you guys aren't messing around. Don's line is already full, but next up we have, oh, Greg, man, 40 minutes. I am so sorry. Greg and Aurora, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I'm off speakerphone. I have a name for you while he's doing this.
Okay.
Alan Burke.
Maybe it's radio. I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
To create the conversation in talk to keep the show going.
But there's never any talk. The other side gets shut down, mocked, and ridiculed. I was invited on until one day I said, you know, stop bashing Republicans all the time. Haven't been invited. I've been on, you know, to if I wanted to plug something, I can get
but
on any time, I'm
Alan
sure.
Did Alan Burke do the same scenario when he got...
Well, he would certainly come in, light up a cigarette, and say something to piss somebody off, and
that's
the phone lines would blow.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just to keep the show going, because that time in the morning, you have to kind of spark somebody's ire to keep... That's my point.
Well, it's certainly a valid perspective on what might be happening. Just for me, you know, with little baby grandbabies out there and having done this for 12 years and actually being someone who's inside fighting these fights... And actually knows what's going on. If that's a way to play radio, okay. But I'm not going to be condescended to about it, or have listeners condescended to.
He's always talking about he knows radio, so.
Yeah. All right, Greg. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
God bless. Appreciate it. 303-696-1971. 696-1971. Let's see. We've got two Denver calls. Johnny in Denver's been waiting the longest. Johnny. Welcome to the show.
Okay. I'm in Moscow again. So
I love you, man.
It's 8 in the evening, 8, you know. But love your show, man. It's the best radio in the world.
And thank
if you.
If you
listen to Moscow radio, you would understand what I'm saying.
Ooh, God.
Government ran, anything is bad.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But okay, getting to it, Peter. I take him with a grain of salt. I take parts and pieces. I would have known about the Vandenberg if it wasn't for him. And if you on YouTube, this is the only good thing about YouTube, I think. If you they have videos with Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy saying there's going to be a black president in 40 years. I believe that there are insiders, and you're picked to be the president through that Vandenberg. And Joe Biden has been a good trooper. For a long time, he's been the hash man for a long time. So they say, okay, it's your turn. Doesn't matter if you're not mentally there, you're our guy. They try to get Hillary in there, and I heard it when I heard her on one of these black radio shows, and she was kind of proving how down she was with the black voter by pulling a bag of hot sauce out of her purse. If I was one of those guys, I would have been livid. But they were kissing up to her, and I couldn't believe. Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to black radio.
Talk about insulting, huh? Just demeaning and Democrats to a T so often. But your point on the Bilderberg and all that, you know, I said this early, and I'll just say it again for folks who weren't with us in the first hour. I love Peter Boyle's show, and there's nobody on talk radio who has earned the right to his opinion and how he wants to run things better than him. His mind, the reading that he does, the discipline, goes to the gym after the show, reads a ton. But what's weird about it and admirable about it is the retention. I mean, the guy has stories and snippets and this and that. It's fascinating. So I don't know. Maybe the last caller was right that the point is to just simply beat up on, you know, get the phones ringing by beating up on people like you and me. But the country's a little more important than that to me, and I'm done.
And we just woke up. I mean, I think this has been happening for a long time. I heard the same thing with Bill Clinton. Hardly anybody would show up when he became governor. They worked it. They got him in. Then he got on a national level with the president, worked it again. And I just say that they have a plan of who's next, who's up next in line. And Trump wasn't in that plan, and they said we can't let it happen again. And to me, it's just if you don't fit into that plan, you might get in there if you have enough money like he did. But because he worked so hard, you can't believe a person that worked that hard would lose
Johnny, short answer, because we're number one, it's bedtime for you in Moscow, but number two, we're up against the wall. Is Donald Trump going to run again?
I believe so.
Yeah,
and if he doesn't, he'll pick that Ron DeSantis from Florida as his running mate instead of like a Pence.
Well, I've got my Back the Blue Trump 2024 shirt on.
What can you get those? I want to get one of those.
You know, my family got it for me. If you get a hold of me, I'll make sure you get one. We'll get one for you.
All right, man.
God bless you, my friend. Take care.
From Moscow.
All right. That's so cool. Communist Central. All right. We do have to take our final break of the show. Phones have been hot all morning long. We'll finish it up with your calls next on 710 KNUS. I love Eddie Money, and I hate Eddie Money. Driving around in Wisconsin with my hot little number girlfriend, and, you know, you could drink up there long before anybody thought you should. And we stopped at this bar, and great music is playing in there. And we walk in and ordered up some beer, and this guy named Eddie Money singing, and it was an attic, you know, stage floor. It was really cool. Open, big, tall ceiling and an attic floor up there that the whole band was up there, and he was just singing down on the crew. And, man, he came down and took a liking to my girl. And I could just tell, and who could blame her? You know, I was a kid, so jealousy was, hormones were running high. But who could blame her for not warming up? She didn't leave with him or anything like that. But she liked his attentions just a little bit more than I could handle as a 16-year-old kid. And so whenever I hear good, excellent Eddie Money music, I always think about that story. But anyway, we've got full lines. And James, can you hear me? I saw Gary in Denver up there with the comment of Peter is right and you are all true believers. And now was that IRS Gary? Do you know his voice well enough? Okay. All right. Because IRS Gary, if that's you, man, that's the second week in a row that you've been on the call board. I had said we got two callers in Denver, took them in order. That means you would have been next. And now you're gone. So, my friend, if that's you, don't be a sissy. Almost said the P word. Can you do that? Don't be a sissy. James is like, no. Really, let's have the conversation. I know you can call in during the week and you can get your ego assuaged and you guys can stand in agreement all you want. But if you've got something to say, it's just like Cranky Frankie. He keeps emailing me and I will call him, man. Let's just talk it through on these facts with which you disagree. You got it wrong last week when we were talking about Pennsylvania. It wasn't that they have 9 million registered voters. Anybody can see that on the Secretary of State website. It's that they reported sending out 6.7 million votes and counted 6.9 million votes. How does that happen? Is it even worth a conversation? But Cranky Frankie, you got that wrong as well. But I don't want to run out of time on everybody. Let's see who's next. Peter in Denver, welcome to the show.
Hey, Randy. Good morning.
Morning.
Man, I've been trying to get through since 9:30. Your show is on fire.
It's been tough, yeah.
Show is just on fire. Now, topic of the day, if you just let me speak here. You know, I stopped listening to Peter about a year ago, even before the election, because, you know, I knew he was an atheist and stuff, but I called in a few times. Hold on, man.
I'm not going to. You hold on a second. I did not start this conversation to do Peter bashing. I started it because addressed in the context of election integrity yesterday, and it's time to push back. So I'm just not going to go down the road you're headed down. Okay, well, get to that point, please.
Yeah. Yeah, so the reason I stopped listening to him, because he did the same thing, just his style or whatever. You know, I know he was atheist. We start talking about the Bible. He starts mocking the Bible and belittling people who believe in the Bible. And downgrading them anyway. But, you know, that one call you had talking about Alan Burke, I think not on your part, but on Peter's part, you know, he just playing radio, you know, is training in wrestling, be the bad guy. And he's lost a lot of listeners, you know, so he's desperate to get listeners back. I mean, me taking 2 hours to get through to you, is just a testimony to that. You know, during the week, you can get through to a local guy anytime you want.
And, Peter, and, your point on the wrestling analogy really fits here, because a good wrestling match actually has two people fighting, not one person just on TV saying you're a coward, you're an idiot, you're a true believer, you're a dummy, and I don't want to talk about it, right? I mean, then go ahead and engage in the conversation. But quit demeaning me and folks like me,
right.
Many
That's
of us who
point.
Are very serious people. Thank you so much, Peter, right. And thanks for your efforts to get in. I know it's been a pain. All right. Mike and Aurora, you're next. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Randy.
Hey.
Your callers are right. I call it the Boyle's shtick. Alan Berg invented it. Rick Barber, more recently, it was on KOA overnight, and Boyle's and him, their shows overlap. And in 2005, 2006, when the Gulf War started to sour on the public, Barber come on and say, Bush is stupid and Republicans are stupid. It wasn't long after that that Boyle started copying him. It's just a way to agitate callers and get them to call.
But see, I'm not sure I believe that, just because if you do that, and I didn't listen to, I know Alan Berg, I don't know him personally, but I listened to him enough to know exactly, you know, how he did radio. But he would throw out those comments, and then he would engage with the callers. Here are the callers are just being demeaned and shut down. They don't get heard.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. We're not going to talk about it, but then suddenly, we're going to talk about it again, but no, we're not really going to talk about it. Let me switch subjects.
Please.
Real quick. I know you're a daily American thinker, reader like I am, it's really difficult to get into all these results that we're finding out in Fulton and Maricopa, but it's important. The question that I have is, how do we bring this to the forefront? How do we push this? Can the election be overturned? And if so, how? If not,
sure.
Why not?
Do
you think?
Well, given where we are in the show, I don't think I want to get too deep into any of those topics. The thing that I'm encouraging folks to do is be patient. Don't be afraid to speak up on what you believe. Keep doing your homework. Pay attention. What's happening in Arizona methodically is going to be groundbreaking. You can tell that the secretaries of state and the Democrats and the Department of Justice, you know, Merrick Garland sending his army of lawyers into Arizona, we're going to stop this. They're terrified. Right here in Colorado, Jenna Griswold, emergency orders, declares an emergency when nothing happened, you know. So it's all coming. And then Donald Trump is having this massive rally. There'll probably be tens of thousands again tonight on Newsmax. Newsmax is covering it on election integrity. So just be strong and be patient. And the bottom line for me is no longer accept being dismissed. Like, you just can't think, or you're just too caught up in the cult, or it's a church, and get out of it. I'm just done with that.
Yeah.
And as far as overturning, let me just say this. This is uncharted ground, man. But the first thing that needs to drop is for a state, likely Arizona, to decertify the election. Keep watching for that, and then that's going to be a great time to start talking about what could happen if enough states decertify. We're going to see one.
When the first domino falls.
Yes.
When the first domino falls, they all fall.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, Tracy, Tom, we're going to try and get you all in. I did want to play this and talk about it. Maybe we can talk about it next week. It's very short. It's Tom Brady at the White House.
But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Boom on elections.
And personally, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
People got so outraged about the election part of that joke, and had I gotten to this sooner, my question to you would have been, can we just lighten up? I think Tom Brady has been a friend of Donald Trump's. I think he's pretty conservative. I don't think he's overly politically correct. I think he was just trying to be funny. Can we let people rise or fall, or even tell a boner if you don't like it? And it's okay. Just the big thing. And then something that's very important. You've heard Christy Burton Brown talking about the contract for Colorado. The GOP's commitment to Colorado will be being released on August 9th. I've seen it now, talked about it, studied it, interacted with folks on how it looks and what it needs. And next week, I'd like for you to be thinking about it. And you can text the studio, too. I do read these later when I get home and respond, as many of you know, respond to as many as I can. Often that's all of you. And but I'd just love to know, what would you like to see in the written commitment to Colorado from the Colorado State GOP? We can talk about that next week. Still plenty of time to influence the final product. And since we didn't get it to it today, I'd like you to be thinking about that. You can text it to me. You can text it to the studio. You can send to 710KNUS.com, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, email the show. You can go to CorcoranLaw.com, send me a comment through our website. But what would you like to see in the GOP's commitment to Colorado? And we've got full lines. Susan in Boulder, you're next.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Listened to Peter for years, and I didn't hear what happened on Friday because I don't listen to him anymore. But when he started calling, the one female attorney who's been was behind this called her the Virgin Mary, I quit listening. But I think he's doing this to cover himself, that he doesn't want to get sued by all the, that like Linwood and all of those.
Susan, our music, I'm so sorry I got to you so late. I've got the music,
okay.
But you got your point out, and thank you for making it. Peter said it. He says, you know, he's worried about radio. He thinks we're all going to get sued. I'm in those lawsuits. I'm not scared. All right, great show, everybody. We'll see what the fallout is. But after what I heard yesterday, I don't care anymore. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, please never, ever forget, God loves you. So do I. Keep up the fight. Stay strong. Stay free. Have yourself a great weekend.